भगवद्गीता 11.5 श्री भगवान वाच पश्चमे पार्थ रूपाणि शतशोथ सहस्रशः नाना विधानि दिव्यानि नाना वर्णाकृतीनि च। हियर कृष्णा नाउ रिस्पॉन्ड्स टू अर्जुनास रिक्वेस्ट विच ही हैड मेड इन द प्रीवियस वर्स सेइंग दैट कृष्णा इफ इट इज पॉसिबल प्लीज शो मी योर यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म पश्चिमे रूपमेश्वरम your magnificence, your opulence in the majestic form that pervades the universe, please show that to me. And Arjuna Krishna responds, Pashyame. Arjuna, you wanted to see? Please see it. Pashyame Partha Rupani. O Partha, Arjuna, see this form, Rupani. Rupa is singular. Rupani is plural. So it's one form, but the one form contains many forms. It is not just, when we use the word form, he can mean many different things. So for example, if there is a giant screen in a movie theater, now that screen may have a particular form. Most screens have the form of a rectangle. So now within that rectangular form of the screen, there may be many different forms. Now there might be a, if a battle is being depicted in the movie, then from one side there may be an army which is coming on horses, so there are many horses, many warriors. Other side there's an army which is coming on elephants, so there are many elephants and many warriors on the elephants. So within the one form, there can be many forms. So Krishna is using the word plural over here, Rupani. Pashyame Partha Rupani. So like that, Arjuna has to see one form, but the one universal form contains many, many forms. So that is what Arjuna is referring to. So what all will he see? In that one form, he's saying Rupani, many forms. Shatasho, Sahasrashah, Shatasho, hundred, Sahasrashah, or even thousands. But the idea of saying hundreds and thousands is that it's such a large number that initially when we see something very big, oh, is this hundreds of things? Or when we look, get a further sense, oh no, they're thousands. So this is huge. Shatasho, Sahasrashah, Nana, Vidhani, Divyani. There are many different of different kinds, and they are divine, they are transcendental. Nana Varna Krutini Cha. Nana Varna. Varna is color. Akrutini. Akruti is shapes. So, see within this many different forms, many different colors, many different shapes. So, normally, the visual perception that we have of things, these are the different things which we see within it. You know, when we see an object with our eyes, we see its shape, we see its color, then we see its motion or lack of motion. So, similarly here, Krishna tells Arjuna that you wanted to see my universal form, here it is. And here within the vision that he is having, says there are many different shapes, many different colors. Nana Varana Akruti Nicha. There are many different colors, there are many different shapes. And how many are they? Hundreds and thousands. Vashyame Partha Rupani Shatashota Sahasrashah. And they are of various different kinds. Nana Vidhani Devyani. So what all those forms are will be pointed to in the next verse by Krishna when he says Vashyadityan Vasunrudran Ashvinau Marutastatha. He gives a list of some of the who's who in the universe and tells that they are all assembled within the universal form. But in this verse it's stressing on the massiveness and the multitudinousness of the vision that is manifested. In one sense here, we see that Krishna responds to Arjuna's request promptly. Arjuna has asked very humbly that, Manyase rita chakyam maya drashtumiti prabho. Yogeshwar tato me tvam darshayat manamabhya. My dear Lord, if you think it is possible for me, then please let me see this form. And Krishna replies, Arjuna, Pashyamai Partha Rupa. Arjuna, just see this form. So Krishna affirms, not by saying anything affirmative, but directly by starting off, revealing the form. So if we see Krishna is assenting to Arjuna's requests. Here in the previous chapter also, when Arjuna asks Krishna, Keshu Keshu Cha Bhaveshu Chintyosi Bhagavan Maya. My dear Lord, in this world, how can I meditate on you? Keshu Keshu Cha Bhaveshu. In what all forms can I meditate on you? And there, what does Krishna reply? Krishna also immediately starts off, but then he expresses delight over the Hantate Kathayishyami. Oh yes, definitely, Arjuna, with pleasure. Divyaya Atma Vibhutayaha Pradhanyatah Kuru Sreshta Nastyanto Vistarasyame. Yes, Arjuna, I will describe my vibhutis to you, but I will describe them in brief because there is no end to these vibhutis. There is no end, so therefore I will describe the vibhutis in brief to you. So, here, if you look broadly at the way Krishna responds to Arjuna's requests or Arjuna's questions, there is especially where Arjuna is asking Krishna to do something. So, to speak something, to clarify something. So, overall, Krishna answers promptly and Krishna answers clearly. And usually the answer is affirmative. It's an inquiry and Krishna answers it. Even when Arjuna expresses apprehension or hesitation about something that Krishna is speaking or recommending, as happens in the fourth or the sixth chapters, we see that there also, in the fourth chapter, Arjuna asks Krishna, Krishna, the sun god is older than you, so how could you have instructed him? So Krishna answers promptly by saying that, yes, we have both gone through many lives. I remember, you don't remember. And in the sixth chapter, when Krishna is asked by Arjuna, that actually there's no question directly, but there's just a concern raised that, you know, this process of yoga which you're telling is not very practical. Yoyam yoga sriya prokta samyena madhusudana etasyaham pashyami chanchalatvat sthitim sthiram. So, in response to that question, Krishna replies in an understanding but firm tone. He says, yes, I know, Arjuna. Asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena chagruvete. Yes, Arjuna, it is difficult. I understand it is difficult. But it is possible if we persevere. So, by abhyas and vairaga, you will be able to do this. And therefore, you should persevere. So, overall, the question answers between Krishna and Arjuna are very clear and immediate answers come up. And here, also in that same mood, Arjuna asks and Krishna, yes, Arjuna, see this. Pashyame partha rupani shatashota sahasrashaha. So, hundreds and thousands it is. So, it is, when a word like hundreds and thousands is used, it means it's a very large number. And what is large over here? Rupani. There are so many forms over there. So actually there are many devatas, there are many celestial beings, and not just devatas. We will see that Urugam, Shadivyan, that even the serpents who exist at the bottom of the universe, they are also there in the universal form. So here, Krishna is telling Arjuna that I am going to reveal this majestic form to you, which will contain many, many forms, almost innumerable forms. Shatashotashasa, Nana Vidhani Devyani. And it has so much variety. So, what we understand is that variety is a feature within divinity. As in the universal form is being revealed, it's one form, but one form contains many forms. And thus, a variety is a feature within divinity. Of course, this is true at the spiritual level ultimately, where Krishna manifests his variety in the spiritual world with all the various devotees in having their own distinct individuality, and he having various kinds of relationships, and spiritual world also having eternal variegatedness. But that is not just in the spiritual world. Even in the material world, there is variety, and that variety is present, is revealed to be present within the divinity that is manifested as the universal form. Thank you.